Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the third issue of the Lock and Key Crown of Shadows story arc. If you like to listen to our previous coverage, check out our last two episodes of this volume, or this coverage of this book, and also episodes...
Nice.
But I haven't said it.
Damn it.
64 through 69.
Why don't you say 64 through nice?
Good point. 64 through nice. And episodes 187 through 191. We'll cover our previous two volumes.
Yeah.
So we'll jump into this one. And we've got Tyler chasing after...
Well, we don't know in the first panel that it's Tyler. All we get is this shadow coming after Bob that says, I'll kill you.
Yeah, but you know on the first page.
Yeah.
But it is... You're right. It is another shadow coming to kill.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to point out. Okay. Was that they're... And... much more shadow in this, usage of shadow.
Yes. I also want to point out the elongated arms, like how huge it is.
Yeah, how big
coming after
Tyler looks.
Coming after Bodhi.
Right. Yeah. Because I was always right. You were actually right. It had to happen sometime. You had to be right about something sometime.
Broken clock is right twice a day, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. So Bodhi
broke
had,
your what?
Yep. Bodhi had snagged Tyler's hat. And
the hat that he got from his dad.
Yep.
Which is the significance of it. Because otherwise it's just an A's hat.
Well, yeah. Bodhi's like, I'll give it back to you as soon as you give me back the head key. And Tyler said, like, Kinsey took that. Go bug her. Bodhi's like, I can't. She's always calm. She's like a pod person. I can't stand it.
And Tyler's like, yeah, you and me both, kid. He's like, if you give me back the hat now, I'll only hurt you as much as you deserve.
Yeah. Beyond what you got coming to you.
Yeah.
But Tyler or Bodhi ends up hiding under a rug.
That's
9-year-old logic or however old he is. I can't remember.
Is he supposed to be like 5 or 6?
Okay, yeah, I think he's like 6 or 7.
Something
but yeah,
like that.
9 in the show. So the little kid logic.
Actually, I don't even think that's little kid logic, though. I think that's just Bodhi logic, because he is definitely like a bit more on the outside of what normal
that's
kids
true.
Are.
Yeah. Which really is that normal? Or is that just kid? Like, would that not be a normal kid? Because you're very expressive, very imaginative at that young of an age.
I just know that at that age, my kids would have been smarter than hiding under a rug.
Fair.
So,
but. In him hiding under the rug, he finds another key.
True, and that's what Bodhi does.
Well,
he is no.
That's no.
The keys find him.
The keys find him. He even says that because after Tyler like looks at it and he's like, "What we? That's
what
we can't
get
that out.
Key that big? There's not even a lock."
As they look over to the window, which is the exact same. Like there is a.
There's a little person in between the legs of a big person
yep.
on the top of this key.
And
which the key is, we should say, the key
massive.
Is part
it's,
of the floor.
Yeah.
Like, it's as big as Tyler is.
And then when he looks over to the window, same symbol, keyhole. So it's like, yeah, here's your key, here's your lock.
Yeah.
Bam.
Easy peasy.
Tyler's like, as he's pushing him out, was like, Jesus, kid, you gotta stop finding, like, keys and stuff. And Bo's like, I don't find them. They find me, which... is an important statement.
Yes.
Because we already know the house is kind of has a mind of its own.
Somewhat sentient.
We saw that in the first volume when it locked the door, the ghost key, or the ghost door. Which I still have no idea about that one, man. That's messed up.
But while they're looking out the giant window, is what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
They see Taka...
Well, we are now looking out.
Yeah, we see Taka...
Matuko.
Yeah, Mikudo.
Matuku.
The cop. There. We see the cop.
The one that has a very sly interest in Nina.
Yeah.
Detective Matuku.
Yeah, there we go. But she's like, it wasn't murder, you know. And he's like, what? He's like, no, I wasn't digging up clues. He's like, I was just, you know. Well, wait, you invited me here.
Why are you attacking me? Like, what the hell?
Look, lady. just never mind. I'm not going to bring it up again.
Not yet. So he invites her, or she invites him in, and they start talking, and she brings up the fact of Sam having an obsession with keys, and one key in particular, one with a bunch of rings on it.
Yeah, and Makuto,
Mutuku
is like, yeah, he had homemade tattoos of a bunch of different keys on his body.
Uh-huh.
And then Nina whips out the well house key, and she's like, well, is this one of them? And he's like, well, I'd have to go back to pictures and check it out. But
yeah,
so
yeah.
she hands over the key to the cop.
Yep. Don't even want to try, huh?
Makuto? Mutuku.
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 It means, oh, what does it mean?
Horny badger.
God damn it. Something of night. I can't remember exactly what.
Anyway.
Yes.
Wow. So horny badger will use.
God damn it.
And Tyler comes out. It's like, hey, what's with the 5-0 out here, mom? And she's like, oh, he was just coming by for a bang. And no, no. None of this has actually happened, by the way.
I'm leaving all that in. So yes, Tyler.
That's what she said.
God damn it. Why would she say that?
I'm going to leave all that in.
No, why would she say that? Wouldn't he say that?
Wouldn't
anyway. He? Might cut that part out. Okay, so yes. Nina's getting ready to leave. She's going to Princeton Town. Princeton? Whatever. She's going to go see Brian and Duncan.
There you go.
And she's basically saying that to Tyler, no parties. I'm going to be gone one night. I'll be back. I should be back.
Everything. You're in charge of everything.
Yeah.
If things are messed up, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, I'm not. She even says, I'm not even going to be gone tonight. I'll be back. As long as I can get that ferry, I'll be back by 11. Just no parties. Keep the house in order.
Make sure
I don't need
safe.
Any more. Yeah, I don't need any more problems. She said she sent Kinsey up to her room to go grab her car charger, cell phone charger.
Is that no?
To find
just her cell phone.
That's what it was. Because Kinsey is up in the room looking for the charger. She was trying to be proactive and help her out,
and
but
found a bunch of booze.
Finds
instead.
All these bottles. Yes,
we've got some Jose Cuervo.
Some straight vodka.
Some Russian vodka. It's literally got the hammer and scythe on it. I'm assuming one of them is wine.
Key thing is almost all of these are empty.
Or partially empty.
Like, I said, well, no, like almost all of them are down to the last dregs.
Yeah.
And Nina comes in and kind
she,
of like...
She
accuses
Kinsey of like going through her stuff. And
yeah.
She's like, I was looking for your stuff, Mom. You wanted me to find your phone. I figured I'd get your charger.
Yep. To help you out. And she's like, you know I have a car charger. But then they get in a giant argument. And Tyler kind of steps in and is like, look, just walk away, Kinsey. Kinsey's like, well, you got to make me?
Kinsey called her mom out.
She did.
I mean, hardcore. And she needs it.
Well, yeah.
She's doing nothing but drinking. And, like, I mean, she woke Tyler up in the middle of the night, you know, on a school night. She... You know, is stumbling around the house. She does basically nothing but drink.
Yeah.
And it's not good for her.
And, no, it's not. And it's...
And Kinsey's like, you know, we need you to be a mom.
Yeah, I can't be Tyler. Or I can't be Bodhi's mom.
Yeah.
He
and neither can
mom.
Tyler, you know. And then as, you know, Tyler tries to, you know, be the peacekeeper. And he's like, you know, she didn't mean any of that. No, she meant everything.
This is one of those sobering moments.
And where you just have to swill down the rest of a Jose Cuervo bottle.
Yeah, it wasn't very sobering.
Yeah.
So she ends up leaving, and later on, Kinsey is out
sleeping
by
on
the fountain.
Yeah,
I think I'm pretty sure that she's by the fountain because you know they live in a goddamn
mansion,
18 acre place. Anyway, Scott and Jamal come riding in, and they're like, "Hey, let's go to Boston." You know, we got tickets to go see this
some band. Some I don't even show. Remember how it was.
What was it? It doesn't matter. Just go see some concert. And Kinsey's like, oh, so you got a ride to Boston? No. You got tickets? No. Is it always a show? No. You got fake IDs? No. You have any money? No.
You got a way to get there?
Sounds like a fun night, guys. And Jamal's like, yeah, we'll probably just end up at the comic book shop. Like, that's about as far we'll go.
Yeah.
But they did bring a present for Kinsey. And she asked what it is, and Jamal's like, practical. It's practical.
And then Scott says, but hot. Be delighted to see you in it, love. Bit revealing, though. Bit kinky. Not the kind of thing I think you'd have the nerve to wear to school.
If I didn't know any better, I think that was a dare. Because Kinsey is all whatever.
Uh-huh. Well, she's not scared of anything.
Exactly.
Because she has no fear.
Exactly. So we get...
She's like... I was actually going to say a clothing brand in the 90s.
Oh.
No Fear.
Yeah. I had a few of those shirts.
Actually, I had one up until like 2 years ago when finally, like, you know, completely ripped. Yeah. Anyways.
So we got Tyler reading Bodhi a bedtime story, Peter Pan.
That's important.
That's very important. And then Kinsey had opened up the present. It was a life jacket, life preserver.
It's like one of the high end models.
Hell yeah. It's got a flashlight.
Well, that's the strobe signal, light. Yeah, the strobe light signal for thing. You know, like them to find you if you're out in the middle of the ocean.
Pretty awesome, not gonna lie.
Yeah, and she's got it on. And if you read through the messages, she's
she's texting.
No, she's like AOL instant messaging.
Okay, fine. Jamal and Scott,
and basically she's like, I don't think I'll ever take it off again. This is my new comfort blanket, et cetera.
I mean, after everything, yeah, it's not bad. We got Tyler
watching.
He's watching sports. No,
he says he's doing his homework.
Oh, sweating over my homework.
Yeah, but he's actually fapping to some music video. I think
he's not actually fapping, but yes,
you don't see his other hand.
Oh God!
And we've established that he's right-handed.
Mm. Okay,
but while he's talking to his mom, fapping, watching a music video.
But yeah, well okay. While he's talking to Nina,
Zach comes in looking like Archer in his fucking turtleneck. I'm sorry, his tactical neck.
Mm-hmm. Nina is actually at a bar. She says
I missed the ferry.
Yeah. Does she actually? Yeah, she missed the ferry, and she was going to try to catch the next one, and Duncan's like, no, it's going to be late. Just stay there. Stay with the...
Not Duncan.
No, Tyler. Sorry. Tyler's like...
Tells her to stay with Duncan.
Stay there. Stay with Duncan. We'll be fine. You don't need to be driving this late. And it's one of those things where they both knew they weren't doing what they were saying.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we know because we're watching. But speaking of somebody who's watching, we've got Zach watching on and listening in,
watching Tyler. Fap to a music video.
God, you know what? Anyway, but he is trying to search for a key. A particular key. And so he goes down to the basement. And he's like, where'd you put it, Rendell? Like, you love the shadows too much. You wouldn't just get rid of it. And he grabs this jelly jar.
Well, first off, he's looking everywhere. He looks up on top, like, rafters. He's trying to pry up stones from the ground to see if they're loose. He's lifting up crates, and then he lifts up these jelly jars.
Yeah, this one, black currants jelly. Which it took me a minute to realize exactly what the joke was.
Black currants?
Yeah. No, even though Zach said it, and because he says Kerant with an A, the jelly is currants with an E.
Yeah.
And then 1988, like, it's... When it would have
been jarred, yeah. But it's actually
it's a joke. Like, I get it. It just it took me a minute to understand. But,
I do like this part right here, though. Rendell, you hopeless dork. You always did love a bad pun.
Yeah,
like that right there to me is the actual Luke speaking.
Yes,
like that. That's a spot where you actually get like.
Well, and I even stated during Head Games when he was taking the memories out of Rufus's head and there was nothing to take out, he's talking and it seemed like Luke was talking to Zach.
Yeah.
Like and then we even got earlier on, when Sam jumps into the body with Zach and how they were having conversations with, you heard past conversations of Zach, Luke, and Sam.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyways, so he picks up this key, and this key has a candle.
Yep.
On it.
This is not the matchstick. This is the shadow key. Duh. The matchstick key is the one they made for the TV show.
Yeah.
Which is now being put into the comics because they've got a new series coming out. That's what I was saying in the last issue.
Gotcha.
Coming out in October. Yeah.
But I'll anyways, let you read it. So he takes this key and unlocks this cupboard, which ends up being a
like a sub basement.
Yeah. And inside of there is the Crown of Shadows, which he takes the key that's glowing like a candle because it's shaped like a candle, slides it into the headpiece, and then as soon as he puts it on...
Dude, this, like, it's amazing because you see his shadow, because the key is glowing.
Yeah.
Like, it acts like a candle.
It's giving off light.
So you see his shadow in, like, behind him in three different things. As soon as he attaches it to the crown... We see his shadow, and once he puts it on his head, we see the shadows turn into giant dogs.
Which, again, goes back to the whole, the professor, or the teacher, that, you know, called him Dog.
Ridgeway, Joe Ridgeway. Yeah,
or he called him Dog, something like that, and then, but I love the, hello darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, I am kind of glad, I forgot about that, and then when they put it in the show, I'm like, oh, that's, I get it. And then rereading, I'm like, oh, that's what I did. Okay. But yeah, so he's literally waking up all of the shadows in the house. Well, he says to wake them all up in the house. He's waking them all up here right now. And
all the shadows, man, are...
We will get into, because they have a an actual... I don't know if it's in this book. Yeah, they do. Name for all the shadows.
Oh, nice.
We'll get it because they,
but it's
they come back.
Yeah.
So we'll get into it at the end of the series.
Yeah.
Because I also want to get into all the keys and talk about all that.
That'll be a whole like
that's gonna be a whole episode by itself.
Yeah.
So that seven episode thing will be a 9 episode. Whatever. We'll get there. That's like 3 years from now.
When he puts on the crown, like he envelops himself in shadows also.
Yep.
And changes his form. And the first form he picks looks like Jack Frost.
You got Jack Frost? See, I got, what's his name from?
Rumpelstiltskin?
No, the dude from Archie. The Archie comics, or even the Riverdale TV show. I can't remember what his name is.
Jughead?
Yes. Because of the crown?
Okay, I can see that a little bit. That makes more sense. And then the next one's like a ninja. And, The third one ends up being the, you know, well lady,
dark
hair,
the dark lady.
Yeah.
Yep.
And but as you know, he's doing that and calling forth all the shadows, Bodhi's shadow first pops off, looks just like Bodhi.
Yep.
But then it sees Peter Pan's shadow and the book that, you know, Tyler's reading to him and turns into Peter Pan's shadow.
Yes. Then we get Kinsey, who's still she's saying goodbye to Zach, or I'm sorry, Scott and Jamal, and we see her shadow being lit by the laptop, which very bad for your eyes.
Yes, if that's your only... especially as bright as she's got that backlit.
But her shadow looks like her fear. And then we got Tyler, who's walking in to the living room after grabbing some pizza. His shadow looks like a Centurion, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, like a Roman, Roman legionnaire.
But then the rest of the shadows are obviously waking up.
I love how his shadow just like taps on the shoulder and you just bitch slaps the pizza right out of his mouth.
And then he goes to punch it, similar to what the plaque on the previous marquee, whatever we're saying. It goes right through and then he gets knocked out by the shadows. The shadows just envelop him.
Yep.
And that's how we end this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this lock and key story.